Continuing with the chapter on tawakkul, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaqeen, believing in everything that has been told to us by Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without having any doubt in what was said. An ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma aydan qal, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, qala ha Ibrahim, hina ulqiya fi an-nar, Ibrahim alayhi salam, hina ulqiya fi an-nar, وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. وفي رواية عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان آخر قول إبراهيم عليه السلام حين ألقي في النار حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما said that Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us, and Allah Ta'ala is an excellent guardian. This Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us, and Allah Ta'ala, what an excellent guardian is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said this, then he explained, he said, these were words that were uttered by Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was now being catapulted into the fire, he was being thrown into the fire. These were the words that came out of his mouth. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. So now he said it, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and now he's saying that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also said these words. Now it explained that in the tafsir it comes that when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said these words, Allah Ta'ala had sent the angels of the wind and the angels of the water to now approach him to even assist Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us. In other words, I don't even need the angels to help me. But Allah is enough for me. Such powerful words. So then this hadith goes on to say that the people, now it quotes the ayat of the Quran. It is when Rasulullah sallallahu, so first was Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu saying these words. Then he said that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said these words. And now he's saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam also said these words. And now he's explaining, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said his words, he quoted this ayat of the Quran, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشُوهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. After the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a further tashkil of the Sahaba, that let us go now and finish off this Quraysh, these Meccans that have come to fight us. And many Sahaba were injured in this condition, they were hurt. But yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made tashkil from those that fought in battle, who's ready to go again to attack their enemy. So 70 Sahaba, it is mentioned in Ma'riful Quran, that some Sahaba were even so heavily injured that people had to support them, one or two people had to support them. But yet they said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we again be ready to go out in the path of Allah. So like this they went, until they reached a place called Hamra'ul Asad. When they reached this one town called Hamra'ul Asad, then the news came there, Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum. You know what, this Quraysh, Abu Sufyan has gathered now a very huge army, and they're coming to attack you. Now imagine, there were 70 of them, they were injured, half of them were suffering, or many of them were in pain, and this is the message that is coming, that Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum, that people have gathered, fakhshuhum, so be careful of them, fright for them. Now you must be afraid of these people, they're coming for you. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say on this occasion? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for us. In other words, we don't have to fight for anybody. We got Allah with us, we got everything. So these were the words that came out of the Mubarak mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. And in one riwayat it comes slightly different words. Kana akhiru qawli Ibrahim alayhi salam hina ulqiya fi an-nar, that the last words that came out the word of the mouth of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam before he was thrown into the fire was Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allah and Hasbunallah, what is the difference? Hasbuna means Allah is sufficient for us, and Hasbi Allah wa ya means Allah is sufficient for me. So both have got a good meaning. One is Allah is sufficient for us, and we're saying it in a gathering or person, it means for all of us. Or if he's saying that Allah is sufficient for me, in other words, Allah will take care of my affairs, then that also, if a person says Hasbi Allah, there is no harm. Or a person says Hasbunallah. Now ulama explain that this Hasbunallah has got such a powerful zikr, that when a person is going through any type of grief, any type of worry, any type of stress, it has been proven that a person who recites this Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, Allah Ta'ala removes that stress, Allah Ta'ala removes that grief through the barakat of this zikr. And it's also written in Ma'riful Quran by Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayh, that many of the pious ulama have stated that if a person recites this 1,000 times and then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will answer his duas. So this is such a powerful zikr. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One is this zikr itself has power, the other its meaning also is so great. The person just has that faith that may Allah is enough for me, then nothing in the world will ever worry him because he knows he got Allah with him. Doesn't matter, everyone else may be against him, but if he got Allah with him, he's got everything. On the other hand, a person can have everything of this dunya, but if he doesn't have Allah Ta'ala with him, he's got absolutely nothing. So such a beautiful zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it gives us so much of hope, so much of encouragement, and a Muslim never ever feels lost when he knows that his Allah Ta'ala is with him. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.